What are we to do, the new converts to be who ask Peter and the apostles, okay, so Jesus Christ died at our hands, and now he has risen. What are we supposed to do? The answer is very simple. Repent and be baptized, every one of you. This is the first story of mass baptism in the early church, the first converts to the faith. About 3,000 persons were added that day. From this time up into our own present day, it's a very radical choice. As Peter says, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. But somehow, Christianity presents a threat to the culture around us. They say corrupt generation. Every generation thinks theirs is some sort of special corrupt generation, like things are really going bad these days. That's always been the case. Everyone thinks they live in some special generation of evil. But the truth is, there's a radical choice between following God and following the culture that doesn't worship God, that goes against him. And in their own day, it started with the people who resisted this new teaching of Christ. The Jewish people of that day resisted and persecuted, as we see in the stoning of St. Stephen. Eventually, the Romans get on board, and they start persecuting Christians. And on throughout the centuries, ebbing and flowing. But no matter what, the culture always that does not follow Christ, that does not worship God, sees those who do worship Christ as a threat. Even this past weekend, you may have seen in the faraway country of Sri Lanka that 270 people were killed just going to Mass on Easter. They were targeted for being Christian in a country which is majority non-Christian. In our culture, then, how are we persecuted? So in general, in our country, we're safe. We can worship God freely. But there's a danger from the generation around us to say, you can be religious, you can worship God, you can do your own thing. Just don't do it too much. Just don't do it too publicly. In your little churches, you can worship just fine. But once you leave these walls, then you have to leave your faith behind. One little story of when I was on a travel basketball team as a third grader, I think. They schedule the games all day Saturday and all day Sunday. There's no opportunity to really get to Mass. So it was basically me and one other kid. There's more to the story, but me and one other kid and his dad went to Mass. And all the other kids on the team who were Catholic didn't go to Mass that day. And we got back right in time for the game, right in time for the start of the game. But in that way, if you present yourself as, that's a little too Catholic, right? That's a little too devoted, that you can receive persecution for that. If you're too public about your faith, if you're too outward of what you believe in, believing in God, believing in Christ, then you too will expose yourself to the persecutions of this generation. Not physically, usually, but more of a mockery or kind of a looking down, being looked down upon. But like those first Christians and like Christians throughout the centuries, like the Christians in Sri Lanka this weekend, don't be afraid to show your faith, to be not afraid to repent, be baptized, and then witness. The word for witness is martyr, that we witness to our faith in this church, but also outside this church, that's how the gospel is spread. The proclaiming of the gospel message and reflecting that in your lives, in your actions, and also in your words. So today let us rejoice that we are recipients of such a great gift of baptism, but then realize that it actually entails concrete decisions to be made once we're baptized, that we go out into the world and spread the saving gospel of Jesus Christ, risen from the dead.